Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our Voce Conversations. This is more of a webinar where we're going to talk about some rationale or the rationale behind a number of the decisions I've been making over the past 6 to 8 months, where I see the WordPress future going, things that are happening, why I've made certain choices, and why I'm doing what some people might consider a ridiculous decision of maintaining two different code bases for the same theme. So, for those of you who are just joining, definitely jump on over to the chat room because I'll be following that chat room. Use that to ask your questions, and I can hopefully answer any of your questions regarding the Voce theme. So, just a little backstory. Remember that the Voce theme started years before I started WP Studio. Still at iTheme, still playing around with different things. Even actually during one or two of the earlier developer courses, I used early versions of the Voce theme in the developer course, mainly when we were talking about templating and other items. And the Voce theme at that time came from my own code and two or three other themes that had some very clever features that the theme itself didn't take off, or the developer who was writing the theme went and worked for somebody else and basically left their code to just languish, not doing anything with it. So that's where the Voce theme came from. And one of my goals was to make one of the leanest and fastest themes out there. Themes that you could build upon, that didn't dictate style on top of any user. And for the most part, it accomplished that goal of being one of the fastest themes out there. And it also entered a different type of options or setting screen, and that's the type of thing where you're just basically turning on and off a few options. You are not doing styling, you are not doing code enhancements, you are not adding and removing features. You are simply having a few settings as well as the ability to choose basic content layout structures. And that's what the Voce theme did, and it did it well. But in order to dive into and actually customize the Voce theme, you needed to be in your style sheet in CSS. You needed to be in the actual functions.php file. You needed to be comfortable making your own page templates, working within there. And so for the most part, if you're comfortable in PHP and CSS, the Voce theme was a fairly welcoming type of theme because it gave access without eliminating speed because of the whole loops.php, the way the Voce theme handles the loop as opposed to relying on template hierarchy. But see, this was years prior to some of the advancements of WooCommerce, some of the advancements of where WordPress was going with site editing. The Voce theme was in the works before there were any such thing as a page builder. So it got to the point where, yes, I can write a page template. You know, you go over here to your page and you can choose to use a template that would choose a page builder, and it would eliminate the Voce theme structure and allow you to use a page builder. So you could do those type of things. But as WordPress jumped forward in 4.9 and adding a whole bunch of the REST API stuff, and then as we get into WordPress 5 and the whole Gutenberg and the editor system and everything else, as well as the advancements of the page builder plugins like Beaver Builder, Elementor, all these other Divi, whatever it is, there's not a uniform way of styling, customizing, editing your site. So that's where Voce 2.5 came in. Now, if you haven't looked at Voce 2.5, the basic thing to understand is everything, all the settings are now in the customizer. There is no longer a settings screen. Now, what you will see in Voce 2.5 is you do still have that meta box on the page editor area, the meta box to choose your layout to disable certain items like the footer or the title or featured image down here on the right-hand side, the same thing that still exists in the original Voce 1.9, which basically allows you to have your default item, removing the page title, handling custom sidebars. Both of those still have that type of flexibility. But with the direction WordPress is going, this system was going to eventually fail. Now, the great thing is you can still continue if the whole Gutenberg future is not for you or your clients. Remember, you can always stay at WordPress 4.9 and continue to get those security fixes. You can also always use the classic editor plugin, the disable Gutenberg, and you can be perfectly at home continuing to use the updated version of the Voce theme 1.9.10, which is coming out. But before I do that, I do want to just give some rationale to why I believe Voce theme for the 2.5 needed to go into the customizer. Now, just to give you some background, there are basically 3 to 4 to 5 major WordPress theme frameworks that are popular and that are easy and accessible to get started with. You know, Genesis is always something that's out there that's been probably because they've been around since the beginning. Not Genesis itself, but that community that came from the revolution themes and all that stuff. If you have not looked at Genesis 3.0.0 beta, whatever they're calling it right now, or alpha, you may not realize, but Genesis now has pushed everything into the customizer. Everything is managed, the settings, in the customizer. Theme Hybrid, which has been around, that's Justin Tadlock's item, has been around for a long time. And he also had some similar on-off type switches that Voce 1.9 had. And his new version or his new theme framework system he's working on has now also pushed the items, the settings, to the customizer. Generate Press now lives basically only in the customizer. There's a reason for that, and that is for the future of WordPress. That it appears in conversations with core automatic developers that while Gutenberg is the future, the idea of managing the settings of a WordPress site, the direction is going in something like this. It may not be directly in the customizer, but all the settings that live in the customizer would migrate over into something like this. And so that means standalone settings pages is basically going to be left behind. Now, where this is, I see a direction of where WordPress is going, is that the whole admin area is going to get a major change. I think it could be as soon as WordPress 6, that we may see a brand new backend. We have not had a major update to the backend of WordPress, to the structure and all these other stuff, since probably we went from orange to blue WordPress used to be orange. Parts of it were orange back here. And back in, when we went from all the settings that here are here on the left-hand side were horizontal on the top. That's actually where it used to be, and then it moved down here to the left-hand side. So I do believe, and I've seen some drawings and outputs of what this looks like. And that's why you're seeing a lot of the major themes who are trying to future-proof the direction of their theme going into the customizer. Now, just as a side point, you know, if you haven't taken a look at least this past week of things that have been happening at WP Tavern, there's even new ways that they're looking at handling pages. Okay, I'm going to go create a new page. And it gives you starter structures. Again, it's all using the Gutenberg, but it's almost like pre-building pages, which is not quite a full site. It's mainly a full page editing system. So it's almost like you're going to launch with predefined layouts, and then you can customize to allow users to easily access their stuff. Now, this is also kind of pushing WordPress in a different direction, so that it's not just a let's put content in the database, and then the query that pulls content out of the database will work with the theme to display it. So again, when we talk about the core understandings or inner workings of how Voce 1.9 works, it says, if Voce were to talk to you and tell you what it does on a daily basis, it works with WordPress to simply allow storage of content in the database. Then, using the queries and the templates, the page templates, we pull, extract the content out of the database and display it according to the theme. The future, what WordPress is trying to be, is it doesn't matter. You can design your site in a plugin. You can design your site in a theme. You can design your site in a widget. You can design your site in a page template. You can do whatever you want, and every single page can be its own special snowflake. To be honest, I think that's a danger where they're going with some of this, because it just will become a greater mess of a code base, because everybody wants their own little favorite way of displaying content on the front end to be in core. And so there's just going to be this massive amount of bloated code. Kind of what we're trying to avoid, getting rid of old versions of PHP. Plus, they're already getting systems in place to redo the way widget screens work. So widget screens will operate like the Gutenberg area. So you have your sidebar, and then you just add blocks to that sidebar. So we need to take a quick step back, and now I'm going to fast forward to the reason why Voce 2.5 is in the customizer. I still firmly believe there are basically four elements that a theme should control. Nothing else should control it. I'm not talking about the loop of the query of the database. But what the theme should be able to control is four core areas. And you'll see this when I go to, let's just say, the content area. So that would be the content area here that would cover the content. You see layout, typography, color, and spacing. That's why the Voce 2.5 has this special tabbed area inside each one of the areas. So footer has layout, typography, colors, spacing. Now I can also see I've got colors, typography, spacing, and site structure is basically the I probably should change these to layout, color, so that I use the same thing. That probably would be a good idea. But even if I go to site structure and go to header area, you still see layout, typography, colors, spacing. Now, as you probably saw that jump to each one, basically the customizer is going to the other panel. When I go to, it's going to go to the panel in colors and then go find the header panel. See, it goes to colors and backgrounds header. So this is just a mini quick switch so that if you know you're in the header area or you're managing the header area, you go between these four things. So let me give you the brief idea here. The reason, and again, if you're just looking at the customizer here, you're like, this is a lot of things in here. When I go to typography, I've got all these items. When I go to element positioning, these are all the same things. Well, the reason why is, as I said, I believe there are four key areas. So we'll talk about spacing. So spacing, a theme should give you the flexibility to handle paddings and margins on everything, every element that lives in that area. So if I have using the layout turned on or off, actually, let me show you. If I hide this menu and I hide this and I just leave the logo and I turn off other things and then I go to spacing, we're going to see that I lost a bunch of options. It's not as long. It's only the header padding. So that's the padding around inside the heading. The logo margin. What's the margin around the logo? What's the margin around the title? And what's the margin around the tagline? And then basically if I had my menu here is part of the header as well. Primary menu links padding. So right here, I handle spacing. Colors. A theme should be able to give you instant access to modify all the colors for whatever lives in that header area. Now, again, because everything is filed or categorized, I can say, oh, I'm doing my color stuff, so I need to go into the footer, and I have my colors, and I can go in and change the color for the size of the bottom border color. You know, moving around and actually dealing with seeing your changes in real time. Again, that's kind of what the customizer does. So we have spacing, colors. The third thing a theme should be able to control is typography. And so typography is controlled by anything that, because I'm in the footer, anything that lives inside here. So that would be the footer. So we'd have the widget title, widget text. That's the only thing that is actually has fonts. And I can control that by selecting the system things or anything from Google. Now we can turn a few of those off in a few other places, but it's as simple as that. The one thing that makes the Voce Thing 2.5 slightly different is this layout area. This, I needed a way to do the similar thing that I did for Voce 1.9, and that is simply give you the on-off option of items. So, you don't want that four widget area? Turn it off. We want a footer bottom. There, footer bar. You want two. So see how you get little illustrations for that. But basically, it is an on-off. If you turn off footer, site structure, off-off, there is no footer. Okay. So with the understanding that everything in that a theme should control is the spacing, colors, typography, and then the layout for that specific area, the customizer made it super simple to say, you know what, that's what we'll do. Based on what you select, these four, the core elements that a theme control, will control it. And then, to make sure that the Voce theme is slightly different, in the advanced settings, you can choose how to output the CSS that the customizer makes. So you can output it to a custom file that will load like a regular style sheet. You can also get rid of the font awesomes or other icons that you might be using in some of the drop-down boxes. And yes, there are a few items that this will be where we can extend the Voce theme by adding things like a banner post thing, dealing with custom pagination, styling any form, whether it's gravity forms, whether it is Caldera forms. This is one of the easiest things I could think of to solve this, is these are just the ability to say, let's put some uniformity to field heights, text area heights, borders, field paddings, text paddings. But guess what? We go through the whole idea, the same thing of colors, typography, spacing. It does what a theme is supposed to do. And Hugh, it regenerates a new file. Basically, it just replaces the file. So there's a lot that goes into, there's a lot of things to dig into for what you can do. But the big difference is the future of any theme should be to control, as I said, the spacing, the colors, the typography, and the layout. Now, the great thing about this is in some of the upcoming documentation for 2.5, I will have a listing of all the divs and the classes that you need to know about, that if you do not want to use the customizer to deal with spacing, colors, typography, layout, you can still use Voce 2.5. You don't have to go to the customizer because you can simply type it into your style sheet. You don't have to use the customizer. Here's the other thing. Because of the way there is a uniformity to all Voce 2.5 themes, you could technically style on a test site or a dev server using the customizer, getting it to look exactly how you want. Then, when you make sure you export it to a custom file, you hit publish, go look at that file, and you can now just paste it into the style sheet of the child theme for Voce 2.5 that you have on a live site. So in a way, you could use this as a dev server site styler, output the CSS, and because all the classes, all the divs, everything else is set, if what you're talking about is just spacing, colors, typography, you can handle that. You may have to come into the layout and adjust one or two of the settings here, but there's an easier way of doing that. And this is a massive benefit that actually the Beaver Builder team built a plugin called Customize Your Export Import. It's a free plugin that it lives on the WordPress repo. One of the hardest things every theme developer out there has had to deal with is, why doesn't my site look like the demo? How many of you have run into that? You get a site, you get a theme from a client, or from you buy a new theme, you boot it up, and it looks nothing like what the site looks like. Well, that's because there's all sorts of customizations, or it already has pre-made pages or themes or settings, and you have to go through and change the settings. Well, this allows you to, or it allows me to pre-build entire structures. So for an e-commerce site, maybe I will build an example that has already gone through the single post options. I've already gone through here and turned off the meta, changed the content, replaced blog titles with post titles, done all these other things that would make the site look more like an e-commerce site. I've already done all the spacing. So I can go through and create a exported file that imports every single setting from the font to the spacing to the color to the all the settings that were selected in the customizer. You import that and you immediately get an exact replica of the demo site. So it will make it, I think, a lot easier moving forward. The ability to import and export out site settings is, I think, another reason why many of the themes are moving into the customizer. Now, it's important to understand that only an administrator of an account can access the customizer. So you are not asking your clients to come in here and deal with anything here. It allows you to not have to lock out other areas of the back-end site because the customizer already is locked out to only the administrator. And so there's a lot of benefits for this. So the reason why, now we're coming back to Voce 1.9 versus Voce 2.5. I am taking all the site structure and new optimization things I've learned in 2.5 and bringing it back into 1.9. There's going to be a slightly different settings area here, but it's going to be 1.9.10. It's coming soon. For those people who desire to stay here, not really needing the Gutenberg or the block editor, even if they've updated to WordPress 5.2, whatever it is, and those people who prefer to work in the style sheet, you can still use a very fast theme. But again, it's all up to you to style it. For those that want the ability to style everything and fine-tune everything to pixel-perfect area, but want to use a tool to slowly position the post title, you know, where's my title section padding? Oh, I don't even have that. Title margin. Oh, I'm not even there. Okay, let me go to the post title. Okay, so So see how I'm making the title margin here? Let's breadcrumbs on the bottom. Or maybe what if we don't want that much? Minus 25. And we can bring that up, the title section. So there's a lot of things where you can have pixel perfect ability of this little page title area. Or you can go to the single post page. What do you actually want to include on it? Do you want to include the featured image? Do you want to include the meta information? Or not? Okay, if you want to include the meta information, do you want to turn off the author? So you can do all of that step by step. And basically, once you're in certain areas, you can automatically say, you know what? I can change the color. I can choose the color. I can deal with this. And because this deals with site structure, that's what a theme is there for. The theme is also there for padding. The theme is there for typography. And the theme is there for colors and some structure. For you to style elements, you can still use a page builder. You can still use Gutenberg. You can still use whatever you want. So if you like the block editor, fine, go ahead and style everything. You have the ability to do that. And this is the Voce Theme 2.5. It's not about creating your content. It's about giving you a canvas that you have customized. The same is true for Voce 1.9. It just depends on the type of developer you are. If you want the tweaks, if you want to be able to fine-tune things by visually looking at something, not always living in the custom in the inspector, if you want to be able to quickly download preset layout structures, that is something where Voce 2.5 fits a better world. For those of you who maybe are a little less CSS and PHP focused, Voce 2.5 would be perfect for that. You still have great control, you still have full customization, but you also get some enhanced features. For those that want to stay on the lean capability of Voce 1.9, I will be releasing the update for that. So, hopefully this does provide a little bit of answer to what, why, how, and the direction that I'm taking. Now, Hugh, I gave one a little sample DAT file earlier last week, and there will probably be close to 5 to 10 different DAT files going out. But it may be even more than that, because I have stumbled across another developer who took the customizer DAT file, added it to the WordPress content export, you know, here in the tools export, and this would export all your like custom post types, all your pages, all your samples, as well as exporting out your widgets. Because sometimes when you create a custom demo site, you're using certain widgets, custom settings, and that are performing certain tasks. Well, someone has now made a one site demo. I guess you'd call it a one site demo configurator or importer. So that you should be able to log into the Voce 2.5. There'll be a little site import, and it will give you, oh, you want to import a blog site. So you hit the button and it'll import all the customizer settings, all the images that you need for that, all the sidebar widgets already pre-configured, and all the two or three starter blog post type things. That then you can go in and just tweak it in order to launch the site. So that is actually part of the reason why 2.5 also went in the direction of using the customizer, because it allows me not really to create tons and tons of child themes. Because as you know, one of the hardest things is to maintain updates to child themes without overwriting preset or things that you have set yourself. Basically, you don't update a child theme, you only update the parent theme. Well, what about if you have a child theme, or what about if you have a site that's specifically for blogging and now you want to add a site that is not blogging at all, but is just a single site or a single page site? This will allow us to just simply offer a import file, and it will convert whatever site you have into that. And you won't lose any of your child theme customizations, because basically it's just going into the customizer and auto setting everything. So basically what I've got working is an e-commerce one that basically has some different ways of handling the display of content. So it's more grid-based. Because if you haven't dug around in the customizer for Voce 2.5, you're going to see that when we're talking about the site structure and taking a look at, bear with me a second. Going into, that's why it took a while, because there was an autosave and I didn't. So basically you have the ability to choose how you want to display your content, or what if you want to choose things as a grid base? So then it's going to automatically start to block things off, and then your styling is going to change slightly, or even just coming over here and doing masonry as a more unique way of displaying your content through just drop-down boxes. But pre-setting all of these using a DAT file, I think will make life easier. So it's going to, Voce 2.5 will make it super easy for me to say, here is a starter blog website, here is a starter business site, here is a nonprofit site, or here is a educational school site that puts the navigation in a different location, that has a banner area, hero image area. Here is a different way of a news site, an e-commerce site. It's basically there to help get you started quickly so that you don't have to be staring at a blank slate to figure out, how do I want to build the site for the client? I think, and you can tell me if your process is different, it is easier for most developers to customize what exists than to come up from scratch and figure out something. Even if you have to remove something, if you see it in front of your eyes and you see the metadata, you know immediately whether you want to have it there or not have it there. But sometimes just looking at a blank screen, you're not quite sure how you're wanting to configure the display of the content. So, just as a quick recap, this is the important thing I really wanted to stress with Voce 2.5 as you start playing around with the beta version. They're two different code bases. You're not going to go from 1.9 to 2.5. They're going to be maintained as separate. But 2.5 focuses on the visual implementation of spacing, colors, typography, and layout settings. Voce 1.9 dealt with the layout settings in the settings page. Basically, see this? These are like the layout settings. Checkbox, 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 checkbox. But then in Voce 1.9, typography, colors, spacing, you had to do it yourself in the style sheet. In Voce 2.5, layout, typography, colors, and spacing are all handled in the customizer. I hope that provides a little bit of clarity. The direction of WordPress is going towards the customizer. And in order for me to maintain a tool that is a little more accessible to newer WordPress users, I think I needed to go the 2.5 direction. But I also know Voce 1.9 is valuable to those who value speed and total control in code. So we may end up changing the Voce 2.5 name, and maybe that'll make it easier. But I still have a few things to work out. Right now, there are two completely separate code bases. Any quick questions before we sign off, and I'll put this recording in the library? And again, this is just a quick surface look. Hopefully throughout this entire summer, there's been lots of webinars on the Voce theme. Sherry, yes, the next dev camp is going to be focused with Voce 2.5. Another side thing. For those of you who've been working with Voce 1.9, you know that because the way the loops.php is handled is different than default WordPress, many times we'd have to create custom WooCommerce template files or custom Beaver Themer functions just to get it to work together. With Voce 2.5, we don't need that because Voce 2.5 uses default template hierarchy as its precedent for how to display content rather than relying on the speed of the loops.php. So therefore, it's also future-proof for any type of new template hierarchy that comes in. For example, there's a hack in Voce 1.9 that supports the singular.php concept because that came way after Voce 1 was out. So this, Voce 2.5, now fully supports the way singular works in the template hierarchy out of the box. I hope that makes sense. That's another slight difference. But yes, we'll be talking more. They are two separate things. But if you prefer 1.9, don't worry. It's not going away. It will be maintained. The cool thing is there's not much that needs to be maintained. It just has to make sure the code constantly works. Because at the core of Voce 1.9 is your work, your code that you've added to your child theme. The core of Voce 2.5 is the customizer settings that control the output of the site. Marianne, yes and no. I still have to look at it. Um, because there's a lot of stuff that would be, for most people's Voce 1.9 site, there's going to be a lot of custom hooks and functions that are written into the functions.php file. There isn't really a direct import, but that's definitely something I want to look at. Now, I was able to upgrade my Benjamin site and wpstudio.com, which are both running Voce 2.5. I did a direct import. The only thing I had to change is I had to go in and adjust two or three settings for the menu and the header areas, because for some reason they didn't directly translate over. But for the WP Studio site, it took less than 10 minutes to adjust the settings. So you're going to actually not see a major issue. Well, I'm not going to say that. You could, but in two active, productive sites, I transitioned from 1.9 to 2.5, and it only required a few tweaking of stuff. When I say tweaking, going into the customizer and adjusting a few of the settings. There's a lot of the same hooks. There's new hooks in Voce 2.5. You can use the regular blank child theme for both 2.5 as well as 1.9. And Marianne, yes, I had some child theme functions that hooked into certain hooks, and since those hooks were still on the new Voce site, on the new 2.5, they work perfectly fine. But more stuff is coming. More documentation is coming. There's actually... I think I put it in the advanced hooks. Like, there's a whole bunch of new hooks that exist in Voce 2.5. A lot of them look very similar. Comments before, comments after. Content top, header top, Voce head top. You know, all these, there's lots of hooks in Voce 2.5. The same as Voce 1.9. So yes, the docs area is getting a massive overhaul for all of the products at WP Studio. But that's for another day. All right, we're going to end this webinar. Thanks so much for hanging out for the conversation. If you have additional questions, you can ask me in Slack or wherever. And I hope it makes a little bit more sense. And I also hope that for those of you who are still in 1.9, you can stay there, and you'll get updates for 1.9.10, which has some new optimization stuff. If you've been enjoying things like, you know, Generate Press and a number of the other big theme frameworks out there because of their use of the Beaver Builder theme, their use of the customizer, you may actually find yourself at home in Voce 2.5. So there's some really cool stuff with what's coming on the theme area. So take care, everybody. I'll get this uploaded as soon as I can.